Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. One of the best days of the month here on G's Power Hour because we get to get our tech game upgraded by listening to our tech guru for the third Thursday of the month. It's Tech Thursday with Burton Kelso. And good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just hanging in there one day at a time.
Right. I get it. I get
all
it.
All you can do. Yeah. So what's going on?
Oh, not much. Just dealing with summer stuff and the usual cybersecurity and helping keep people safe with all of their devices and stuff. You know, I mean,
do
I don't
so
know
well.
If you're I don't know if you've read the news, but, you know, there's been a lot of cyber threats going on with ransomware being the top.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, that was going to be my first question, what's the latest in terms, because it just seems like this was not just one, two, three shot deal that we've got this continuous thing going on with the ransomware. So I was going to ask you to give us an update on that.
Yeah, there's all sorts of different types of ransomware out there, but I think the thing that most people need to understand with ransomware is that it requires user interaction. So if people stay up to date as far as how to keep safe on the internet, then they can avoid most ransomware attacks. But gee, the main thing with ransomware now is it's not one of those things where you can say, well, we got it, and you know, we just have to work through this. It's almost to the point now where you really don't want to even get ransomware for your devices because if cyber criminals get into your devices, then they can definitely share personal information, so it makes you more apt to pay the ransom rather than to just move forward and just count it as a loss.
Okay. Yeah. Because I know there's this, I guess, aversion to wanting to start all over again, you know, but it may be better, you know, to instead of, you know, paying and then trying to, you know, see what you can maintain. In some cases, it's just better to just bite the bullet and start all over again.
Right. But now with thieves not only locking up your devices, they're stealing information. So if you know that you've got personal data floating around and some cyber criminals like, well, yeah, if you don't pay us, we're going to release this information to the public, then it makes you a little bit more apt to pay that ransom as opposed to just, like you said, start all over again. So, yeah, you definitely don't want to get ransomware now because thieves have gotten a little bit more crafty.
It's always something. Always something.
I know. But I mean,
yeah.
The more people fall for this stuff and the more criminals make money off of ransomware attacks, the longer it's going to go around. I mean, and then with information technology, it's so easy to get access to information. So you can't necessarily say, well, the government needs to do better. It's because, I mean, a lot of it's out of the country, so it's not much that the government can do. It's really up to individuals to make sure that they're – well, I should say individuals and businesses to make sure that they're keeping all their information safe and secure from criminals.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that old adage. I was going to say it's like that old adage. I know it's not in the Bible, but God helps those who help themselves.
Yeah,
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And part of my question is, you know, have we gotten a little bit too far advanced? I mean, wouldn't have to worry so much if this was analog, right?
Well, I don't. Well, I mean, it's like any technology advancement. I mean, it can work for the greater good, but then, you know, there's bad things that can happen with it as well. So, I mean, that's with anything, you know.
Right.
Guns, automobiles, I mean, you can do bad with all of the above. So it's the same thing with technology.
Yeah.
And when there's an opportunity, people are going to take advantage of it.
Yeah. So we're in the thick of the summer travel season. So you have some tips for protecting our computers and smartphones and other devices when we travel. So let's get to that.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think when you travel, that's one of the most times that you are at risk for cybercrime, because I think in our day-to-day habits, we get a little lax as far as our devices are concerned. But especially when you travel, it doesn't matter if you're domestic, international, or just taking a trip across the Florida peninsula, if you really need to watch what you're doing as far as making sure that your information doesn't fall in the person in the hand, and also too to make sure that you're protecting your smart devices. Because I don't know about you, but I don't know as far as my smartphone's concerned. I know I don't really want to go through the whole replacement of getting a new smartphone or even a computer, because you and I know that process is pretty. It's a hard process. I mean, think about the last time you got a new computer or smartphone. Those things are. It's a challenge to set up.
I'm sorry.
So,
I go ahead.
I'm like, you're like,
you know, I'm not
like,
the
well,
tech person.
What did I say?
You know?
You're fine. let's go to tip number one, which as far as protecting computers and smartphones and other devices. So the main thing you want to do, and you should be doing it anyway, is backing up your devices.
Right.
I mean, that's a given, but, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't do it, and they do it wrong. Like, for example, well, the best way to describe backup is to make sure that your information is on multiple devices. So some people think, well, if I transfer all my information to a USB flash drive and take it off my computer, then I've got a backup. But, you know, you can lose a flash drive, and flash drives are notorious for failing. So if you're going to back up to a flash drive, you want to have it on the computer and the flash drive, or you want it on your computer, smartphone, or tablet, and in a cloud storage service. So if you lose your actual device, then you have all your information. Is you know, it's the device is nice, but if you lose your data, then I mean, obviously that's going to be a big you know losing photos and videos and all that other stuff that you have on your device. If you lose that, I know most people would be devastated. I know I would, and I'm sure you would too. So, and the best way to back up your stuff is to send it to the cloud. There's cloud services for computers like Carbonite. If you've got a smartphone, like I've got an Android, so the best option is just to go ahead and, I've got Apple. You've got Android. But, yeah, with your Android, your best thing is to go to Google Drive. With me and Apple, I'm best just to pay Apple their 99 cents a month to make sure that it's automatically backing up my stuff. So that way, if I lose it, I don't have to worry about it. It's in the cloud.
Okay. Well, I mean, what are the pros and cons of having an external hard drive?
None. It's just... The pro of external hard drives is the fact that Windows and Macintosh computers have backup software automatically with them. Whereas with the con is that if you have, say, a laptop computer, you just need to remember to plug in your external if you're running a laptop. If you got a desktop, hopefully your external hard drive is connected all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but I mean, think about it. You're mobile. You use a laptop. So.
Yeah.
You know, the challenge is if you get to where you're going to work, are you going to undo your laptop and plug in an external hard drive?
Right. Right. I mean, I understand that. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if you're mobile, that is a little more difficult. I mean, you could kind of just make sure that whatever it is that, you know, once you get to your location, if you happen to have an external hard drive at your location, you could just, you know, load it then.
So, yeah, automatic backup, I should say, should be tip number one. Make sure you're automatically backing up your devices. Because even when you're on vacation, G, the thing that you want to the thing you want to happen is that your stuff's being backed up all the time as you're taking photos and videos on vacation, and it's sending it to the cloud, you know.
Right.
So even if you lose a device mid-vacation, at least you have some of those memories rather than just losing all of them because you didn't back your stuff up.
Right. So true. So I know you also talk about the password protecting of the devices.
Right. That's important. I forget how many people in the world don't password protect their devices. But if you lose it, people have access to all of your information. So you got to put a password on it. And I know some people ask, you know, which one's better, facial ID or the PIN code or the little the Android has the little symbol you can draw. It doesn't matter as long as there's a password on your device, because if the criminal finds your device and it's password protected, the chances of you getting it back are greater than if you, you know, have just an open device.
Mm-hmm. And now, then, of course, you want everybody to use LastPass. Or all of the password software that keeps it all in one place, neat and tidy.
Well, you can, but LastPass doesn't really work as far as password protection on like a laptop or a smartphone, because that's more for websites.
Okay.
Yeah, when you're logging into your device, it's just a combination that you need to pop up. So I know on both Android and iPhones, you can do a PIN number or do facial recognition. And of course, on laptops, you can do a PIN number too. But, yeah, unfortunately, you can't use LastPass in a situation like that with your mobile phone or your laptop computer, because it just doesn't work, you know, for those websites.
Yeah.
One thing I will say about Apple devices, I don't know if Android devices do it, but on an Apple device, if you're logged into your iCloud account on your tablet or your phone, the Apple protection will, if you try to sign out and add another user, like if someone steals your phone, you would have to know what your Apple ID password is in order to switch account. Because if you have that set up and you lose your phone, you can track your device using your Apple ID. So another thing you might want to do as far as password protecting your Apple devices is to make sure you sign into your iCloud account too, so it's harder for a criminal to take over your device.
Mm-hmm. I guess you talk about facial recognition, and I still haven't kind of gotten there yet with that, because I keep thinking that someone could just knock me out and just kind of I'd be an unwilling participant, you know?
Right. I mean, that's always a challenge. There's a story of the, I don't know if it's true or not, but the married couple who were taking a flight on the plane, and the wife wanted to get into the husband's phone, so she just put the phone up to his face and logged in and found out he was creeping around on her.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard that one. I had heard the one where I think it was a mom that I think she had some sort of medical emergency or whatever, and the daughter was able, she looked so much like the mom that the daughter was able to use the facial recognition to get into the mom's phone, I guess, to get information or get her some help or something like that. I saw something like
that. Yeah.
I like that story better than the other one.
I figured you would.
You have given some people some ideas, though, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Anyway, we got to take our first break before you chastise me about it. We are here with Burton Kelso of Integral. This is Tech Thursday on G's Power Hour. If you have questions for Burton, the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the Arclitex. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar. Or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is Tech Thursday, the third Thursday on G's Power Hour. We're here with Burton Kelso of Integral. If you have questions for him, the number is 516-387-1944. We're talking about protecting your computer, smartphone, and other devices when you travel. We talked about backing up your devices, and we talked about password protection. But we also need to talk about protecting your devices from the summer heat.
Yeah, you don't have that problem because you're used to that. But us folks that travel from the northern states down to the sunny states don't think about that except for maybe 3 months out of the year. But, yeah, smart devices are pretty delicate. Laptops, computers, and tablets can get ruined in high temperatures. And I think most people think with smart devices it's got to be in the hundreds. To ruin a device, but it actually, you know, high 80s, low 90s can cause issues with tech devices. Yeah, and the optimal temperature for these devices is like 80 to 85 max. Anything above and beyond that, you're risking damage to your device. So,
and
if you can,
you know, even down here, because we're in the 90s a lot this time of year coming up, you know.
Right.
So,
leaving your devices in the car is always a no-no unless you leave them in, like, under the seat or in the trunk if you have to. I mean, you really don't. You want to keep them in room temperature environments rather than in high temperature environments. But, you know, if you're at the beach, you don't want your smartphone laying in direct sunlight because it can kill it. Same thing with a laptop. If you're out on the beach or outdoors, you don't want to leave them in direct sunlight because it can ruin the screen and obviously can cause it to overheat a lot quicker. So always bring them inside. Don't leave them in hot cars and just keep them cool. And one other thing I was going to ask, what'd you say?
That's it. No dry ice, huh? No.
No dry ice. Oh, my God. And the other thing you don't want to do is, I know some people, if their device overheats on them, they're tempted to, like, throw it in front of the AC. You want your device to cool down naturally because if you try to cool it down too quickly, it could definitely ruin it. It can ruin it.
Oh, okay. All right. No dry ice, no AC, nothing. Okay.
No dry ice. What gave you that?
I don't know.
Put some dry ice on there. Oh, my goodness. Jeez.
Well, I mean, you know, you would maybe wrap it in something first. I don't know. Just a thought.
No.
Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I mean, let me ask you this. So have you ever put a Snicker on or a candy bar on a piece of dry ice?
No, I have not.
Oh, well, years ago I had the opportunity to do that. It'll freeze it instantly. Yeah, it'll freeze it instantly. So, you know, you get that ice-cold candy bar. Obviously, you leave it in the wrapper, but,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So, I mean, if you did that to a computer device, I mean, it would freeze it, like, in a matter of, like, a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I see why I'm
all
doing
it. Right, let's learn.
Instead of you. You're...
Anyway, lesson learned. Next, keep it cool. All right, so you were talking about, you also have talked about tracking your tech devices.
Right, and Macs, Windows computers, and Android smart tablets and phones and even iDevices all have a built-in tracking feature. On Windows and Android devices, it's like Find My Device, and on Apple devices, it's Find My Phone. But true story, my wife left her iPhone at the local Walmart, and I was able to, because we're part of the, you know, Find Your Partner thing on Apple, I was able to track her phone and found out that they took it to customer service. I mean, it led me right up to the phone. So if you're on vacation, you definitely want to turn on your tracking feature on your phone, so if you lose it, or even if it's stolen, you can locate your device, or even call the authorities if you think it's stolen. So, I mean, I would say always have it on, but yeah, especially on vacation, just in case you lose it, because the thing that tracking devices on smartphones and computers and tablets use is GPS coordination. So, I mean, you can find it anywhere in the world. I know some people may be tempted to like slap a tile on their device or an Apple tag, but those things only use Bluetooth, which is only good to like maybe 500 feet. What you want is GPS tracking, so turn that on.
You got me curious now, though, about that Find Your Partner
what?
Thing. That's interesting.
Oh.
Yeah. Y'all do that, man?
Well, yeah. Just, I don't know, just in case one of us winds up in a ditch, we can track the phone. But it's pretty accurate.
Who put the other one in the ditch? That's the question. But anyway, the next thing I wanted to ask about, are we through with tracking your devices? You talked about getting a case, too.
Yeah, I just did this. I had a raggedy old, and I was being cheap with the mm-hmm. when I got my iPhone. And I finally updated my iPhone and iPad to an OtterBox case, which is important because years ago I did drop a phone, and it shattered,
mm-hmm.
but luckily it was time to get a new phone. So accidents
yeah.
happen. And sometimes
yep.
when you're on vacation, your phone is your only means of communication and means of entertainment and taking photos. So definitely
right.
yeah, I was going to say definitely get a case for it, you know.
That's another question, too. Is it smart to kind of consolidate everything onto one device? Doesn't that make you a little vulnerable?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, as long as you've got a password on your device, then you're in good shape because it makes it less likely that someone will take it
okay.
if you've got a password on it. But and with modern devices, and I always love using you for an example because I know you're an Android user. Well, I'm
yes,
going to be using this as a good example.
I am a proud Android user. Go ahead.
I know. So with you, as far as having an Android device and with you being someone who works remotely, it's kind of good to not necessarily consolidate, but make it so that whatever you access on one device, you can access on another device. So for you, being an Android user, it would be good if you would embrace, like, Google. So,
mm-hmm.
like, if you, you know, had, like, say, a Google Calendar, a Google email account, like, if you use Google Docs and Google Drive. So that way, if you decided, well, I really don't want to take my laptop out in the field today. I just want to work with my phone. Then you would have access to everything on your phone that you would normally have access on your laptop. Because I know you're a Windows user too, so there's a variety of ways on the Android that you could have access to, like all your Windows files, like, you know, real estate contracts and things of that nature. So it's not a bad idea to consolidate, but at the same time, it's good to set your devices up in a way where you could work anywhere in the world from any device.
And by the way, I have posted this, and I pinned it to the top of the G's Power Hour Facebook page. So Burton's list of these tips is on G's Power Hour Facebook page at the top of the post. Okay, so you also talk about we won't get to that right now. Passwords and pins on all of the tech you carry with you. So how would you do that? I mean, do you just create a file or something in your phone?
Well, no, you can't, because if you lock yourself out of your phone, you can't get into it. But it's almost like the second tip of as far as protecting your computers and smartphone when you travel. Just make sure that as far as keeping your personal data safe, you want to make sure that it's password protected. So, like, obviously a camera, I think some people just think, well, if I travel with my phone, I need to have a password on it. But if I have my laptop, I don't necessarily need a password on it. But, yes, if you travel with a laptop or a tablet or any piece of technology that you could put a password on, you definitely want to do it. Because what you don't want happening is, you know, you're protecting your smartphone and then somehow your laptop gets stolen and all of the important information on your laptop that you had didn't have a password on it. So then a criminal would have access to all of it.
Okay. And I kind of jumped the gun here because one of the things that we're also talking about is everybody's booking their vacation to make sure that you book from secure websites, right?
Oh, yeah, or use a travel agent, you know. But they're specific because, I mean, with webs, everyone's always trying to look for a good deal for travel. So the challenge is that sometimes you'll go off the reservation or you'll go off the beaten path trying to find that best deal. So I've listed websites like Hotwire and Cheap Tickets and Expedia, Airbnb, just to make sure that people go to the mainstream sites, because a lot of the problems with cybercrime is people get a little too greedy and they see a deal that's too good to be true pop up, and then they'll give all of their financial information to that bogus website, and then next thing you know, they become a victim of cybercrime.
Okay. All right, and then what about you say on here about keeping your eye on your financial accounts while you're traveling?
Yeah, you don't want to get into the habit of just opening up your banking or financial app just to look to see how much money you got left to spend on vacation. You want to scrutinize every place you've been to, because, true story, we went to Cincinnati last October and ate at a chili establishment, and then about a month later, some unknown charges. Well, actually, our credit card company notified me, and someone had tried to use the card bogus. And that was the only place that I had used that card. So, I mean, I don't know if it was staff or if it was the system that they used for point of sale. But anyway, the card was compromised. And so to kind of get ahead of that, especially if you're carrying a bank card as opposed to a credit card when you travel, you definitely want to make sure that you're keeping on top of all of those transactions so you can make sure that those charges are legitimate. Because if you wait too long, you may miss the deadline to report if something's bogus or not on your banking account or credit card account.
So do you suggest maybe getting a separate card for traveling. That way you can pretty much narrow down where to track stuff, because it's on, you know, I mean, even though you still would have to look and see whether it was a gas station or a store or a restaurant, wouldn't it be easier to just use one card for traveling separate and apart from what you normally use with your household?
Yeah, I definitely would recommend that. I mean, I know some people, if you travel on business, you want to use the business card, but yeah, at the same time, and especially in today's day and age, you need to keep track of everything that you do, because there's all sorts of threats out there, such as credit card skimmers. There's shady people that are working for legitimate establishments that can get your information. And then, you know, of course, you could misplace your card as well. So you are probably right that you want to just zero in on one card when you travel.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about keeping your personal data safe during summer vacations, but we're also going to talk about, and I know some of you think we're jumping the gun, but we're going to talk about best tech products for back to school of 2021, because here in Florida, we start in August. So, and there's a tax holiday coming up, a tax-free holiday for back to school stuff at the end of the month. So we kind of want to give you some tips. We're here with Burton Kelso. It's Tech Thursday, the third Thursday of the month. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It's the third Thursday of the month on G's Power Hour, and that means it's Tech Thursday with Burton Kelso of Integral. If you have a question for Burton, the number is 516-387-1944. And one of the things that Burton suggests, which is kind of obvious, but, hey, some of us do it anyway, and I'm including me too, never use the public computers. Just stop it. Period.
You do?
Yeah, I have.
Oh. Well,
that was before I got more mobile devices. I mean, for a while I just really didn't have any mobile devices, and you know, it's just easy and convenient. I don't have to haul anything. The hotel has a computer center. I can just go down to the computer center and hang out and do that. And then that kind of also ties into still, even if you have your computer, the next one, too, avoid connecting to free public Wi-Fi whenever possible. So let's talk about both of those.
Yeah, so, you never know what the Wi-Fi connection is in a coffee shop or a hotel. It could be one where each person has their own individual connection, or it could be like one large network, which allows people, if you have file sharing turned on, to see your devices. So the best thing to do if you use it, public Wi-Fi, is to set up a VPN. The quick and easiest thing to do as far as using a VPN or a virtual private network is just to download the web browser Opera and surf using Opera with the VPN feature turned on. And then that way, any transactions that you do via email or your bank are going to be safe and secure, because a VPN or a virtual private network doesn't allow criminals to see what activity you're doing when you're searching the web.
And thanks for breaking down the VPN for the Computers for Dummies person here. Really appreciate that.
No problem.
Anyway, try to keep from using the public computers unless it's an absolute dire emergency. And my thing is, if you're traveling, especially if you're on vacation, you know, just stay
right.
on the computers anyway for a while. If you're on business, you know, hopefully you have your own setup and you're familiar with all of this anyway. This is the one that's got me, is to turn off the Bluetooth on your devices and your Wi-Fi hotspot, too. I don't use the Wi-Fi hotspot so much, but I do use Bluetooth for one particular app that I have. So that's a little hard for me.
Right. It's few and far between, but sometimes criminals can access your Bluetooth to get into your devices. Just get in and then your Wi-Fi, too. If you have a Wi-Fi hotspot set up, I know I do it all the time. I forget to turn it off. But just get in the habit of turning those devices off, because if your Bluetooth is on, again, criminals may be able to get into it. If your Wi-Fi hotspot's on, it's a good possibility that someone can connect and start using your Wi-Fi hotspot. And it's not necessarily the theft of it, but if you have a limited data plan, they can definitely burn through your data, and you could have a surprise bill from your carrier because you've used so much bandwidth. So just make sure you turn them both off.
So now, I'll ask at another time. Because like I said, I really don't even use Wi-Fi hotspot. Oh, but I did want to ask about Bluetooth in terms of, even if you turn this, I think a setting where you can say don't share your device, even if you put that on, people are able to get around that as well?
No. I mean, if you have the Wi-Fi on and you tell it not to share or you have a password, then someone would be able to get in using your password. But there are some people that turn off the password feature on their Wi-Fi hotspot. So then obviously anyone's able to turn on. But I know what you're talking about as far as sharing. Yes, if you turn that on, then obviously no one's going to be able to get into your device.
Okay. And then you say put your devices in the hotel safe if you don't take them.
Come on. Now, you can't put that stuff under the blanket or under the pillow.
No. I wasn't even thinking that. I just, you know, I mean, my thing is, I would feel safer, like, locking it up in my car, although then you run the risk of it getting overheated. But I'm looking at people having access to the hotel safe.
Oh, heck yeah. I was going to say that would be better rather than either the room safe or the front desk safe. I mean, you basically don't want to just leave your tech laying around in a room when you're on vacation, because I mean you don't know who's in housekeeping
as far as
if they're legitimate or not. So yeah, you're better off being safe by putting it in the car at the very least, rather than just leaving it in a room and coming back and all your tech devices are gone. I know,
right? Because I get tempted.
Stuff out.
Yeah, I mean, I get tempted. You know, it's convenient. You know, I'm going to run here. I'll be right back, and I get tempted to leave the stuff out, and I end up I haven't necessarily put it in the safe, but I try to at least put it out of sight so no one is, if they're looking in the room window or something like that, or you know, if it's housekeeping, they come in the room. At least that's not the first thing on their mind. You know, they don't see it and say, you know. So I do try to, like, keep it out of sight.
Oh, definitely, always, because, out of sight, out of mind, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely do that.
Yeah. Okay, and, like I said, these tips are on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. But I do want to get to, and I know, a lot of people are like, why is she doing this now? I mean, seriously, we're already, this is the third Thursday. We are starting like the third week in July. In a couple of weeks, we'll be back in school. So I asked Burton about, some tech items for back to school. If you're doing your tax holiday shopping, he's made some suggestions. So you have here, best laptop for older students is?
the Dell XPS 2-in-1. I love this thing. It's
really?
It's like, don't you have like a yoga? Don't you have a Lenovo yoga? It's, but anyway, a 2-in-1 is like the laptop that you can. Why are you laughing?
You know, my husband, he hooked this thing up, and he's like, I think waiting for me to use it, and it's hooked up, and I still haven't used it. It's not a yoga; it's a SmartTab M8.
Oh, okay.
And I'm trying to figure out what on, you know, I mean, okay. And I probably shouldn't just tell everybody what I have, but okay, I have the Asus that I got when I started the show. Okay, I invested in my Asus laptop, which I truly love, except for one thing, but that, you know, I love that. And then on the board of directors for the Orlando Regional Realtor Association, and they've given me to use while I'm on the board Microsoft Surface. So I have, and then I have my smartphone. So I'm like, how
right.
much is stuff? I feel like I need a suitcase or something or a wagon to just haul tech around. So when I got the 8 and everything, and I'm really grateful, but I just really haven't had time to sit down and look at what it is I'm supposed to do with it.
It's a tablet. I mean, there's not much you can do with it, G. I hate to tell you that. Your Surface, to be honest with you, out of all the devices that you have, is probably the best device. I mean, if I...
Yeah, I started using it more and more.
Right.
And what I thought about doing with the, and I hope no one thinks, you know, this is a waste or whatever, but what I started thinking about trying to do with the Smart Tab, because it has a stand, is to see if I could load pictures in it. And you know how they have those frames with the rotating
right.
pictures? I may be trying to do something like that with it.
You could.
So,
I mean, you could. You mm-hmm. could, but I get it. You're probably better off, I hate to tell you this, is that, because what you do, I don't know if it would be much use. You may want to just get on Marketplace and sell it. So, anyway.
I didn't hear that, and the lovely people that gave it to me didn't hear that either. No, I won't do that. Anyway.
Right.
So,
but
we talked about the Dell XP2-in-1. What makes this so
right.
great for older students?
Because it's a full-fledged laptop. The next product that we talk about is for younger kids, and it's less expensive. But basically, it's a laptop that allows you to use it as a laptop and a tablet, much like your Surface.
Okay.
But the good thing about Dell, I will throw this out here, if you get the extended
mm-hmm.
warranty with a Dell computer and something bad happens, Dell will send a technician out to your location to fix it rather than you having to ship it off to somebody to get it fixed. Now, for me, especially with younger kids, that's worth the month's price in gold, because you don't want to have a student who's without a laptop during the school year. And if
mm-hmm.
you have to ship it off for repair, for a warranty repair, it's going to take at least a week to get it back. So get that Dell extended warranty.
Okay, good to know. And then the one you talked about for younger students is the Tenoshi 2-in-1?
Yes, Tenoshi 2-in-1 is basically an Android laptop that comes with its own keyboard. So if you have a young kid who likes to flip between playing games and obviously typing documents on the Internet, or just typing documents on their tablet, the Tenoshi is the best thing, and the price is even better. It's about $150 for this 2-in-1 laptop. So if you've got younger kids and they tend to be a little rambunctious, you won't be out of a lot of money. Actually, it's $170, and you won't be out a lot of money if you have to get a new Tenoshi for your kid. And they come in two colors. You can get boy blue or girl pink for the tablet. So it's a wonderful laptop. I mean, you could even use it for teens, too, but it's great. It really is.
Okay. And then you have best USB battery pack is the Jackery Bolt.
Yeah, Jackery makes all sorts of battery products. I know my brother-in-law's got a Jackery. You wouldn't want to give it to the kids. It's the Jackery, I think it's the Explorer. Yeah, it's a portable power station, which you can use out in the field. But the Jackery Bolt is a smaller battery pack, so kids can carry it around. It's got both Apple and Android charging ports for it, and you can use it as a lightning charger for any device out there. So that's why it makes a great gift for students.
Okay. And that's the Jackery Bolt 10,050 mAh.
Right, or you can just call it the power bank.
Okay, that works. Jackery Bolt power bank. Okay. Well, we're going to talk some more when we come back. We're going to take our final break. I'm here with Burton Kelso. It is Tech of the Month on G's Power Hour. And if you have questions for Burton, the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Love your hair, but hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it, love it.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now it's on for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Good Thursday afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G, here with Burton Kelso of Integral. It's Tech Thursday, the third Thursday of the month. If you have questions in this last few minutes, the number is 516-387-1944. And we're talking about the best tech products for back to school of 2021. And, yes, we're talking about it now because in a few weeks, our children here in Florida will be back in school. And the tax holiday starts at the end of this month. I'll be posting that information, too, on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. But we are talking about now best wireless headphones, and those are?
Apple AirPods. I mean, they're expensive, but you can't beat them as far as price. Not price, but just as far as reliability. They're Bluetooth, so they'll work on any device. I've got a pair of AirPods that work with Windows laptop, Mac, iPhone, iPad. I mean, you name it, and they're great. So I will say, as far as the AirPods, if you can find an older pair of iPods, I mean, that's fine, too. You don't always have to get the latest and greatest, but at the same time, they're good. But as you can see from the list, they're definitely not the ones that you would buy for kids because AirPods are small, and so they can be lost easily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't want to get that mistaken for something else. So, you know, and keep it, you know, especially young kids, you know, keep it away from them, especially. No chewing.
Right.
Yeah. So, now, in addition to that, you have the phones for kids, and I'm assuming this is for younger kids. You know, as well as some of the older kids, the Puro Sound Labs Puro Quiet Kids headphones. Tell us a little bit about them.
Right, yeah. Now, they're Bluetooth, too, but they're bigger. So your kids, it'll be hard for your kids to lose them. So,
yes.
I mean, that would be my recommendation to get for headphones. If you have to have Bluetooth, get some big ones so your little kids don't lose them like they could AirPods. Because AirPods, they're tiny, so if you get the Puro Quiet, then they're bigger, they work just as good, and they're big so that kids won't lose them, you hope.
Yeah, you hope. Yeah, don't be a kid like me. I lost everything.
Me too.
I would even, gym clothes would disappear suddenly for
months,
you know. People stealing. I'm like, who steals dirty gym clothes? But I, you know.
Right.
Anyway, so yes.
the next thing you're not going to like. Did you see what I put it on there just for you, G?
I know you did. You're so nice.
But
go ahead.
In all seriousness, the Amazon Echo makes a good. You got to get the Echo. You can't get the Echo Show. Echo Show's got a screen on it, so kids will start trying to watch YouTube and stuff like that on it. But if you get a plain Amazon Echo Dot, it can be a helpful thing for your kids. They make a kids version where you can put parental controls on it, so they're not going to places where they're not supposed to. They make the regular Echo, which kids can use to listen to music, set alarm for school. You can also ask Alexa questions to ask homework questions. So if you're a busy parent, not that you don't want your kids talking to you, but if it's something that the Echo can't handle, they can come to you. But if they got a Dot, those questions they can definitely ask the Echo device, and they can get answers to them.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So now let me ask you this. I know we got a few things to go to, but what in this list so far does your family use? Do they use any?
All of them, to be honest with you.
Really? Okay.
Yes, I've got all of them, but at the same time,
that's a lot.
If flip flop. For example, the Tenoshi, I'm looking right at the smart tablet, so occasionally the kids will use the Tenoshi, but in all honesty, it's like your timing's great because the next item on the list is what they gravitate to all the time. So, but
okay.
Yeah, we've got all
of them. Best tablet for older students is?
The iPad, definitely.
Mm, Apple iPad.
I know you're an Android user, sorry. But
you say 2019. Why specific?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes, obviously you want to get the latest and greatest, but, I mean, if it's not within your budget, you want to at least make sure that you get an iPad Air 2 because it will definitely it definitely is still supported by Apple. You try to get cheap and get a first-generation iPad, and it's not going to work. But 2019, obviously, would be better. You know, but at the same time, any iPad Air 2 is going to be good. So that's the best tablet for most students.
And then for the young ones, you've got the Amazon Fire Kids tablet.
Yeah, because it's got bumpers on it. You're going to think that's silly, but it's got bumpers on it. So if the kid drops it or throws it around or flings it, it's protected. And then also the Amazon Kids tablet is pretty inexpensive. You're talking about a $60 tablet. So if you've got a rambunctious kid who likes to, you know, throw stuff, then you're not going to be out of pocket if they break that tablet. So, yeah, you definitely don't want to get an iPad for an older kid.
Okay. Kind of like having an OtterBox for your phone, right?
Yes, that definitely that's what it is.
Okay. All right. And then you've got some smart watches, which I am in the process of having to purchase a smart watch because mine died. So
what do you have?
And they're not making it anymore, which I'm not happy about because I really, really like it. And I finally found a band that I really like for it. I have a Fitbit Charge 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Fitbits only last a couple of years, G. I don't know if you knew that or not. That's why
I think
Apple Watch on my list.
Yeah, well, I think I end up cracking it, and I think it ended up getting some moisture in it. I think that's what happened. But, I was really happy with this one, so I hate to see it go. I'm trying to find something now that the problem I have with some of the smart watches, and I know I need to hurry, is that I'm kind of a girly girl with some stuff, and a lot of these smart watches don't have a feminine look to them.
Right.
I know that's really silly, but that's my thing. I'm not trying to go around wearing a man's watch. So, but anyway, you say the best smart watch is the Apple Watch Series 5. Why?
Yeah, it seems any of the series of Apple Watch are good. I've still got a Series 1. on my wrist right now that work. So they tend to last a lot longer than the Fitbit. So any Apple Watch, it doesn't matter, have to be Series 5 or Series 6. It can be, it can definitely be any generation, but Apple Watch is probably the best watch.
Okay. And then for the younger kids, you say the Octopus Watch? Who is that made by?
It's made by Hey Joy, or Joy is the company, but you're going to laugh. I'm at the website, and they're like, yeah, we're sold out, but we got a new version coming out in fall 2021. But the new version 3, when it comes out, I'm sure it's going to have the same features as version 1 and 2, where this Octopus Watch allows kids to monitor, like, activities, and you can send chores to the watch and teaches them time and tells them things like brushing their teeth and stuff like that. So it's a great watch. I mean, believe it or not, we have one laying around here. The boys are outgrowing it, but, I mean, it's really a great tool. And if you have to get your kid a smart watch, you know, you want to get them, you would probably want to wait till the Octopus version 3 comes out.
Okay. All right. And that's this fall, coming to a store near you or website.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So you say you have a few bonus items for us. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, real quickly, the Tile Tracker and the Apple Tag are two Bluetooth devices that you can connect to items. So if you've got kids who misplace stuff, you can attach a Tile or an Apple Tag to those devices so they can keep track of their backpacks or other smart devices. The Epson EchoTank printer is a printer that uses ink tank as opposed to ink cartridges, so you don't have to worry about cartridges drying up. The tank allows you to print more pages, and the wireless capability in the Echo Tank printers allows you to print from any tech device that you own, including that, what's that device you have that you want to turn into a digital photo thing?
The Lenovo SmartTab M8?
Yeah, the Smart Tab. You could print from that. So any device you have, you can print to the Epson Echo Tank printer. And then finally, my favorite is the Rocketbook Smart Notebook, which allows you to reuse your notebook. So it's got a special pen, special paper. So you can use the Rocketbook in place of a traditional notebook, and you can just write stuff in it.
I think there's one of those somewhere, too.
Right. You need to start using that stuff. But you're fine.
Yeah,
but yeah, you can write in it, and then you can save information to the cloud, and then you can erase it and then just use it again.
Yeah, I think I do have one of those somewhere. I got to find that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So. Like I said, I got too much, and some of the stuff, unfortunately, is lost on me because there's certain things I use quite regularly. I mean, I'm on here right now with my Surface. And then when I do my little part-time job at night, I use my Asus. And you know, obviously my phone is like 24/7 almost. But and I'm good, you know. So, but yeah,
right.
I will explore the unknown at some point. So. Burton, how do we find you?
You can find me at burtonkelso.com. If you want the latest tips and tricks on all the technology, just check me out on burtonkelso.com or Burton Kelso on all of the social media platforms out there.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Enjoy your summer. Talk to you next month, God willing.
All right.
Take care. Stay cool. Stay cool. Okay.
I will do
Thank
that.
Thank you all for listening. Yes, everybody, stay cool. No heat strokes. Thank you for listening. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Be well, be safe, be blessed. Talk to you tomorrow. And please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.